let the clarity approximate gracefully. Lord knows I need a lot for my faculties. Dot my I's and cross my T's. Fabric ripped and torn, earth worn. Growing away from timidity. Giant hands to the skies, like it was necessary, with a stretch as I reach over to grasp for me. Beyond reality. They say it starts in the mind. I polish my constant feeding myself mentally. Grotesque with the savagery, if I feel these lines recline from honesty. Purposeful and amicably. They serve in time, like temporal mastery. Greetings, people, greetings. Another live, I believe this is my third one. Alex Murdoch in the building. You know, just a few words. Just come to share a few words with you and, you know, just break down things. And, you know, as, welcome new listeners, welcome listeners that, haven't heard, you know, me speak on this mic before. What you just heard is just a little snip of, you know, a piece that I normally would write, and I would just break it down. Well, I would start with the quotes. I try to read it twice. Try to read it two times. The first time is just like maybe halfway through, maybe just half of it. It's never the full piece, it's just usually just a part of it anyway, but I bring it enough so people can really grasp and get a level of context. So with me today, what I have is, well, I have a little bit more basically from what I just read. So basically I like to read it twice, just to give people the chance to really grasp what I'm speaking about. You know, I think that's, I think the audience deserve that. And so I try to, you know, go into it two times. Besides, I enjoy what I do. I enjoy reading my work and stuff like that. So, it's nothing, you know, it's just another day. I guess I will just take the time to say before I go into it again and read the full thing and break it down. Apologies to people that haven't, that maybe noticed a slight delay in the release of certain episodes recently. I've been having some issues with the platforms and stuff like that, just technical issues, and it does slow things down in terms of like it does get you sidetracked in a sense and affect, you know, your progress and just the general releasing of episodes, etc. But I say that to say, you know, I'm still here, still putting out work, and still looking to put work out. So it's no sweat, you know, we keep it moving as we do. So yeah, I just wanted to just share that little, you know, disclaimer there, you know, whatever that's been going on. But it's nothing major. So let me just go back into this piece and then I will just kind of just give you my take on it. Let the clarity approximate gracefully. Lord knows I need a lot for my faculties. up my I's and crossed my T's. Fabric ripped and torn, earth worn. Growing away from timidity, giant hands to the skies like it was necessary. With a stretch as I reach over to grasp for me, beyond reality. They say it starts in the mind. I polish my constant feeding myself mentally. Grotesque with the savagery, if I feel these lines recline from honesty. Purposeful and amicably, they serve in time like temporal mastery. Remnants of my untimely chimes, when the words proceed to climb like ants with measures, strength in numbers, they take over my endeavors, showing into the great beyond like optic treasures, telescopic with the measures, like a hawk with the eyes, excess stimulation and unique like pleasures. And that's a wrap. That's pretty much what I have today. Hope you had a chance to get a good grasp of, you know, where I was coming from with this, where I was trying to take it, etc. Somewhat unique a little bit, you know, just the way I like to just go out there and take it to a different place, you could say. You know, like I said, you know, I always enjoy reading because it's almost like, you know, snapping in a sense in the mind. It's almost like I'm throwing spanners at myself, you know, like I like to throw spanners at my audience, you know, just have them thinking. I think that's important. As always, I have questions, and I would like to ask a few questions. And you know, when I ask questions with, you know, doing what I do, it's more just, like I said, spanners in the works, if you will, or just have people thinking. And you know, you take it to a place where maybe you kind of almost grasp things, not necessarily from my point of view, but from a different point of view, you know. I think that's important to me, you know, but like I said, so my first one would be, what value do you put in intuition? What value do you put in intuition? Do you take pride in the ability to have foresight? Foresight. Do you take pride in the ability to have foresight? And on top of that, I would ask, do you prioritize growth? Do you prioritize growth? Do you take time to feed your mind? Is that a priority for you? Do you live by a code? Now, this doesn't have to be, you know, insurmountable amount of things that you have to, you know, no. Even if it's just one, I think that matters. In this case, I want to touch on that a little bit more, but I just wanted to ask that question to begin with. do you live by a code? You know, as a woman, as a man in this world, as a person, you know, are there certain lines that you draw for yourself? And when I mean lines, I just mean like lines that you choose not to cross. Food for thought. Or spanners in the work, whichever works for you. But I would say that one of the main things I practice is having a code, a sort of code, if you will. If we're strictly, let's just be specific, if we're strictly talking about, you know, creating, per se, one of the main things I always prioritize is honesty, you know. Got to be honest in the process of creating, in this case, for me, poetry. You got to be honest with yourself. I just don't see any other way to do it, and you know, I've been doing this for so long, it's just my way. But I think in essence, having a code in general is something that's important, but a sort of code, honesty, got to be honest in the process of creating, in my case it's poetry, got to be objective. And I think that those two, you know, you could argue synonymous, they go together, they should go together if they're not the same thing in your mind. Say it like it is. Even if you're speaking about yourself, I would argue, especially if you're speaking about yourself, especially. I would like to think that everybody that interact with me or engage with what I create or speak on almost have that. I would like to think that they have that type of sense about me. They sense that about me. You know, that whatever I put out there is, it comes from an honest place. And I mean, truth be told, I'm not really a person that lies anyway. So, you know, it's not really, it's quite secondary to me. So, but yeah, I would like to think that, you know, people that know me, that's how they see me, kind of thing. But time will tell. That's neither here nor there. I digress. Which leads me to sum up the piece I've read at the beginning. Honesty. Being candid. This is where it starts. Pertaining to growth. Growth of being the best that you can be. Next to that is knowing oneself greatly. Pertaining to flaws. Especially flaws, I would argue, in my opinion. The next level, the next stage after that, is to speak on it. But I would add that, you know, it takes time to get to that point where you can speak on your flaws candidly, you know, without flinching or and you know the shoulders rise due to discomfort, etc. You know, because I only mention this because I believe there's power in that. In fact, that's a superpower. That's a superpower. Like, if you really think about it, when you think about some of the greatest artists or some of the most renowned, I mean, let's just speak in general, just reputation alone, you know, honesty, people are more renowned when they're known to be, you know, honest, candid people. But when you go into the arts, like, say, I have an affinity for comedians, because especially, you know, I find the ones that have done it for a long enough period is almost like the realness, the candidness, the honesty, the brutal speech in just expression. It's a breath of fresh air for me, in my opinion. And I think that's one of the things I love. And that's one of the things I appreciate about comedy. And, you know, I've kind of grown to a place where I see similarities between comedy and poetry, art. Why? Because I understand enough to know that, or I've experienced enough to know that you create long enough, these things are like, they're paramount to you. Like, you know what I mean? It's just almost like, it's so important. It doesn't make sense you doing it without being honest, being candid, being real, you know, certain things like that. Being objective. And so it comes back to the point I just made, where speaking on your flaws is a superpower. And I would argue that's one of the things comedians do greatly, speak on their flaws. I believe poets, great poets, do that at a high level also, you know. Hence the superpower relation there. You know, it's quite intriguing for me. It's an interesting depiction, if you could say. Absolutely. But that's for me. I hope you kind of get where I'm coming from with this. So the next thing I want to, well, I will go into the next segment like this. I think throughout my time as a writer, along with the dedication to what I do, the biggest thing being the consistency at which I try to steer myself. Along with that, the consistency. As a result, I find myself evolving every so often I would notice that, ooh, that wasn't there before. You know, it's almost like, you know, the guy with the chisel, and he's you know, he's working on a statue, this, that, that. But in this case, it's yourself. And so, or like yourself as a writer, in my case. And don't get me wrong, I'm just using myself. You know, I always use myself as an example because I think it's the best way to translate, and people could relate to what I'm saying. And I would encourage you to put yourself in my position in terms of like what you are doing, what you have going on. It might not necessarily be art, but if it's a job, etc., man, it doesn't matter, you know. It's all about it. It's kind of like certain things, like, you know, what I like to speak about translates from art. It's more like, you know, these are like life discussions per se. But not to veer too far away, like I said, you know, consistency, steering myself, and so I find myself evolving every so often. If I had to describe it, I would use this analogy, right? I hope everybody can follow. The eye of the needle. Just merely in the sense that as you evolve, you get to a place where there is an expansion of the needle's eye. A consequence of your evolution, as well as the level of vision that you're capable of. And what I mean by that is, as the eye expands, see beyond what the naked eye is capable of, and your mind follows you. Your eyes follow your mind, I could say. You know, that's one of the ways that comes to me. I thought to myself, the best way to put it. You know, keeping your pen sharp is one thing, but the ability of foresight is another. Not only seeing the bigger picture, but seeing parts of the picture that you were never privy to see before. For me, that's a beautiful thing, you know. More than enough reason to kind of enjoy, love, and do what I do, you know, because it means I could take myself and my audience on a journey we have not charted before. And what I mean by that is, whether it's on stage, whether it's in a book, whatever it is, the journey is always different. It's always new. It's always an adventure because I don't know what's going to happen next. There's power in that. There's power in that. A beautiful thing, you know, to me. Of course, if you're hearing this later on recording, I would love to hear what people has to say, their feedback, etc., etc. I will look to have a guest sometime soon. And eventually I'm planning to start having people call in and really share, not only share their opinion or their interpretation, add to this, to the discussion, but also to answer some of these questions that I always be asking. I think it's time, you know. But I digress. Yes, that's a wrap for me today. But you know, I appreciate all the listeners that's been consistent and kept listening to what I have to say, what I keep putting out there. It means a lot, and I don't take it for granted. As you know, Poetry Journal Growing Pains is out there. I'm cooking up something else. I don't really want to speak about it too much, but I think when it arrives, people will be, I think they're going to love it, you know. But as I've said, you know, I'll leave a link in the description so people can go and check out what I have out there pertaining to books, and audiobook also available. I tell you what I do. I have a Linktree link. I will use that because it has all the essential platforms, even Instagram, where you can find me and you can reach out. Or Amazon, where you can find my work. You know. And yeah, so let's start networking and, you know, reaching out. But like I said, love to hear people's opinions and their interpretation. And yeah, a lot of things in the works, but you know, as always, we keep it moving. And yeah, it's been a pleasure, people. Thanks for tuning in. Take care.